Podcast Show, New Mexico State Aggies new head coach Greg Hire, fresh off of a championship. She going to join the Aggies out there in the WAC. Coach Hire, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, boss man. How are you?
Man, I'm good, man. We have a good off day before we go to Miami, play the Heat tomorrow night, then Houston, and figure out we're going to play in game. So I'm amped as can be, Coach.
Oh, you got to be. You got to be. I'm amped for you guys as well. I can't wait. It's playoff time in the NBA. That's when real basketball is being played. I can't take my eyes off the TV when the playoffs are on TV.
I hear that. I kind of told you off there about your guy, your coach, Skylar Mays, getting an NBA standard contract today. Tell me about Skylar when you coached from LSU and what you meant to that young man's career, man.
Well, you know, when I met Skylar, Skylar was just coming off his freshman year, and we had a little meeting, and I knew that he was a wonderful, from what everybody said, you know, what a high character young man and a great student he was. And we met, and I just found out how much he loved basketball, and he was a worker. And then I met with his family, and I told him, hey, I'm gonna develop your son into an NBA player. We're going to work out, all right, additionally, and put in the time. And, you know, Skylar was unbelievable. Skylar would, you know, was a 4.0 student going to be a doctor, would do the weights, he would do practice, and then he would do an additional workout every day during the season for about, 45 minutes to an hour, sometimes even longer. And, you know, he was never late. He wanted to watch film all the time. So, you know, it's really credit to him because he was always there. He was always working. He was always learning. He was always trying. You know, I have a simple model, boss man. Listen, try, apply, and compete. And he hits an A in all four of those categories. And now he's, signing an NBA contract, which, you know, I'm so proud right now.
I hear that, Coach. Let me ask you this, man. You know, coming to New Mexico State, man, I know you coached Coach James previously, in previous stops. And, tell me about wanting to take over him after being there, after he led his team to a great run last year, and knowing what he is and what he's about, and come over here and replace him and keep the train going out there with the New Mexico State Aggies, man.
Well, you know, I played for him. I worked for him. I worked with him. You know, he taught me what winning is all about at a young age. He taught me that, you know, how simple the game really is, defense, rebounding, taking care of the ball, getting a good shot selection. Obviously he's done an unbelievable job in his 5 years here, and took him to the NCAA tournament multiple times and won an NCAA tournament game last year. And now, you know, congratulations to Coach Jans on getting the Mississippi State job. But, you know, I did replace him in junior college too. We were together at Chipola and went 33-4. And then, you know, I went to the next 5 years as a head coach there. And we were 164-15 with 5 Panhandle Conference championships and went to the national tournament and, you know, did some wonderful things there. And, you know, now I got the same opportunity here to take over. The culture's in place. The work ethic's in place. You know, the fan support is unbelievable here. So, you know, I'm just going to take it one day at a time. And you know, my personality is, you know, we both obviously understand how to win at a high level, but we both, you know, we're different people. And so I got to put my stamp on this program, just like he did. And, you know, everything else will take care of itself, but I got to be myself, and that's what I'm going to do. And I mean, I'm just blessed by the best and excited to come to work every day at a place where basketball is extremely important. The people here, they care. And I've been here 10 days, boss man. I don't know if I've seen 10 clouds in the sky yet. So the weather here is phenomenal down here in Las Cruces.
I hear that, Coach. I hear that, man. You know what, man? I'm asking this. You know, my dad was a coach. So he's 81 years old. I chose radio, obviously. I told my dad, Coach, enough for me. I'm going to let these to you, Pops. But tell me what got you to the business, man. Because, you know, my dad, 81 years old, he still loves it, man, and still talks to his players all the time. I'm his only kid, but he said I was over 1,000 kids to go along with you as well. Tell me what got you to the business, want to coach young men and help lead them and help impact their lives the way my father does as well.
Well, when I was finishing up my career playing basketball at an NAI school, NAI Division I school, and I had met my girlfriend at the time, who was my wife now. She was a volleyball player, I was a basketball player, and my senior year was over, but I still needed an additional semester to graduate. So she was, I was like, what am I gonna do? Like, what am I gonna do with my life? And she's like, What do you mean, what are you going to do? The only thing you know is basketball. It's the only thing you love is basketball. And you're going to coach basketball. And I was like, okay. So I went to my coach and I said, hey, can I be a student assistant here while I'm finishing up my degree? And he said, yes, I would love for that. And from that point forward, I fell in love with the players and the process and just teaching young men how to become the best version of themselves. And I've always, you know, from the day I got into it, I've just really been about player development, developing fundamentals, developing skills. And I've seen how it's created relationships that have been lifelong relationships for me with my former players. And I'm still in touch with those former players. And, you know, all the former players I've had for the last 22 years, I still have some type of relationship with them. And, you know, I'm just, but my wife, she got me into it. And really growing up watching Michael Jordan's, what turned my love for basketball at a young age, watching him once he got to the Bulls and how he changed the Bulls and how he went through the bad boys. And you know, it really taught me about being a competitor, just watching, because I was growing up in Dubuque, Iowa. And, you know, we had the sports channel, so all the Chicago Bulls games were on. And, you know, you saw Michael as a rookie, and then you saw Michael, a six-time champion. And, you know, I got to see it from the beginning to the end, and it really taught me a lot.
I remember seeing Mike as a 10-year-old at the old Omni Arena here in Atlanta, the old arena, the Omni. We had him 1-1 in the series, and then that weekend he put it on us. I thought we was going to do something, but I was a young dude thinking my Hawks going to win finally. And 3-1, he'll win a series 4-1. But it was cool to see my Hawks at 10 years old, you know, go against Michael Jordan, and being able to watch him as a young dude and really see what he was about up and close and personal.
Oh, I mean, you saw that he was a ferocious competitor. Like, you know, and that's a Dominique Wilkins, Kevin Willis, Doc Rivers, that they were all on that team, right?
Well, no, that was the 97 team with Mookie Blaylock, Steve Smith, Leitner, Mutombo, that team, and Augman, okay. all those guys.
Oh, that was a good team too. That was a real good team too. Hey, Michael was a seasoned vet at that time.
Yes, yes.
Hey, if you won a game from him, he was going to a whole nother level.
Yes, like we could have won game one. I've been watching on TNT with my pops, and we won game two. We felt good about ourselves and came to the Omni and blew us out 2 games in a row. But I got to meet Marv Albert that weekend and Amari Shaws. That was cool for me as a 10-year-old. Oh,
two all-time greats right there.
No doubt, man. Coach, you guys, man, you know what, man? Basketball is so fun, man. You work with some great Marshall, Wichita State. You know, Jason Shea over Eastern Tennessee State, now with C. Forbes. I mean, you work with some great people. And I feel like, you know, you kind of like, I can feel your vibe. You like them as well. So what did all those guys teach you in your time with that? So is Coach Jans as well. Well, what did it take for each one of those guys, man, to impact you in your coaching career, man?
Well, you know, obviously it started off with Chris Jans. I already talked about what he taught me. And then I went and worked for Larry Eustachy, and he really taught me how simple the game really is. He was a former National Coach of the Year as well. He taught me the importance of defense and rebounding and getting back on defense. I mean, we only did about 4 drills every single day, and we'd start off with 5-man weave, and we'd do it for about 45 minutes, and then we'd go to what he called a 2-on-0, 3-on-0 rebounding drill, and then we'd do war rebounding, and then we'd do a get-back drill, and, you know, but everybody was held accountable for going to the glass and getting back and sprinting the court or she had a suicide. Like, so he really taught me the importance of transition defense and getting back in transition. You know, and then I went and worked for Greg Marshall. And I mean, that's when I learned a systematic approach to playing the game on the offensive end of the court. He was a very dynamic coach who had something in for every situation. And defensively, we would mix up our schemes. You know, it really taught me about game planning, but he's an unbelievable offensive coach as well. And he held people to a high standard. And he, just like Larry, I mean, Chris, him and Larry are all the same. They were going to get the best out of every single player on the team, and whatever they had inside them, they were going to work to get the best out of them. And, you know, that's what this is all about, really. It's really all about that. And Jason Che was the same way. And Steve Forbes, you know, was on our staff at Wichita State. It was Jan's eye, Forbes. We were all on the same staff, and we went 35-0 to start the year. And we lost to Kentucky in the second round. They were an 8 or 9 seed. I mean, they were an incredible 8 or 9 seed, and it was a heck of a basketball game. But, you know, to start a season at the Division I level, 35-0, and now to see Chris Jans as the head coach at Mississippi State and Steve Forbes as the ACC Coach of the Year at Wake Forest, and here I am, the new head coach at New Mexico State University. It's just, you know, it's a blessing to have been surrounded by really good coaches and good people, and they all have great families, and they are family men as well.
And you also, you know, you're in a great area, the Southwest near El Paso. A lot of players that Southwest corridor are there as well. It's easy flight for guys from Atlanta to come play for you as well. Easy flights. So I feel like you're in a good spot to get players as well. You have that grounding in the Southeast as well, all over the country. I feel like Coach Hire, man, you got some good to get guys to come out there and play. And it's sunny all the time as well, as you laid out there.
Oh, that's what I say. It's the weather. I mean, I'm used to being in where it's humid, all right, where you got hurricanes coming through, or, you know, Wichita, it's windy and you got Tornado Alley. You know, here there's no hurricanes, there's no tornadoes, there's a little bit of wind, but it barely rains and there's barely a cloud in the sky. But the one thing I've learned, boss man, is this: there's been an unbelievable connection here of one-way flights from Atlanta, all right, to El Paso, and, you know, that area of players here at, New Mexico State, but another major city, all right, Chicago to El Paso. There's been many all-time great Chicago guards that have came here and really produced at a high level. So that one-way flight from Atlanta to El Paso or Chicago to El Paso, and there's, you know, I've only been here 10 days, but that's something that's important to me, to learn about the former players and where they came from and where that one-way flight is coming from, because those are important areas that we got to continue to tap into.
No doubt. And you know what, this portal, man, with all those games last year, knowing that New Mexico State has a thing for winning, I feel like guys will come play for you. You're a champion. You just won the NJCCA title, man. So guys will come play for a winner. I feel like you're seeing Skylar Mays, those guys you work with in the NBA from Wichita State. I feel like you can develop guys' talents. I feel like all those things for me, Coach Hire, I think you got some big things coming and guys will come play for you, man.
Man, I appreciate that, boss, man. Yeah, you know, it started off with Van Vliet. I mean, look at him. He's an NBA champion, NBA All-Star. We spent 4 years together. We did individual workouts every day during the season, just like Skylar Mays. I mean, I told Skylar kind of, you know, Fred and I's process and just the work that Fred put in to get to where he was trying to go. And the only thing I know is, you know, it's one thing to recruit a player. It's another thing what you do with them once you get them. And it's all about hard work and attention to detail and teaching and explaining the why to these young men about, you know, this is why they're guarding the ball screen this way, and this is why we do this when we come off, and why we set it up this way. And, you know, the why for today's generation is so important in teaching the game of basketball.
I got one more for you, Coach. When you come to Atlanta, what's your favorite spot to eat here when you come to town, man?
Well, you know, I love to go to Buckhead when I come to Atlanta, but I've gotten to know Midtown, when I come in there too. Everyone talks about Midtown, but you know, there's so many wonderful places in Atlanta to go eat, to go hang out. You know, it's one of my favorite cities to go visit and go out and just, you know, with friends and family and people that I know from there. So I really don't have one spot, boss man. There's every place in Atlanta is got something, some type of vibe to offer that it just makes you feel good. It's, hey, that's a different place now.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach, you got my word. If you need any help with a player or need to know somebody here in town, hey, I know most people in basketball here in Atlanta. I know them. So if you need any help, you feel free to give me a shout, and I got you. Now, hey, if you come to town and recruit, I'll take you out the Buckhead. We get something to eat as well, Coach. I got you, man.
Hey, I love it. You got my cell. You need to take my cell phone down and text me.
Well, I'm going to stop the recording so nobody gets your number. I want everybody texting you and calling you.
I love it, boss man. Let's get it.
No doubt, folks. That's Greg Hire, the Boss Man Show. We see him on the show again real soon. You all be safe out there.